Dustin, you got the one game back under your belt. How did it feel? How did you think it went?
I thought it went pretty good. For myself, I felt pretty good. As the game went on, I got a little bit more comfy out there. The timing was, got a little better, and I'm just gonna have to take it period by period.
Were you looking over your shoulder to make sure that they kept rolling you out there, and you got over 24 minutes in the first one?
I didn't look over my shoulder, that's for sure. It was just nice to be back on the bench with the boys, and just it wasn't the outcome we wanted, but tonight's a new night. We're gonna put foot forward and look at these guys.
What is the approach when you look at it, Dustin, knowing you're into the final week here of the regular season, and realistically you still control your own destiny here if you guys can put something together?
We have our work cut out for us. You look at our next opponents, everyone's battling, and we're gonna have to come out here and start doing the right things, and hopefully we can get back in this win side.
What's it like coming back into this building? And obviously you've done it a lot, but did it ever lose its luster, or it's still a special time to come back and play here?
It always feels good to come back here. It's always a good barn to play in. They're, loud, and it's a nice big barn, and still hope I got some fans up there.
Talking to Jonathan Toews a few minutes ago, and he said that they now view Winnipeg as the measuring stick in the Central. When you guys first came back to Winnipeg, Chicago was kind of seen as the measuring stick, weren't they? Things can change in a hurry.
Yeah, I don't know if it changed in a hurry, but it's definitely, we definitely looked at them at one point, and that's something we can thrive on too, is having them look at us. But we just got to worry about what we do in here and continue to work.
Are you surprised to see guys like Toews and Kane? They're both kind of on the cusp of career bests and points, that they're still getting it done, and the team maybe is struggling overall?
No, they're great players. They're, at the top, and they're fun to watch every night, and they work, and it doesn't surprise me.
Some trash talk going around. Does it still happen out there when you see these guys?
Of course it does. There's a little bit out there.
Kane's playing his 900th game tonight. What are some of the things you remember about playing with him? What it was like?
It's starting at the beginning. It's where he was and what he's done now. He's made the game unbelievable, and the way he sees the ice, and just watching him at young, and he had it back then, and he does it now too. It's a fun player to watch, and 900 is a big number.
Dustin, what's more important, where you guys finish or how you're playing as a team, and how you get your game, where you get your game at this week?
Kind of both. I guess we really got to figure out, we got to get our team going. I think it's once you're in, you can kind of, work and do, but, it's obviously, would be nice to be on the top, but, we got to get our team playing together and playing good hockey.
Just having that Nashville game, that's only 9 days ago, in the recent memory bank, maybe that's something you guys can try and get back to that level of how you play to that.
Yeah, I think it's just, just doing the little things, and, we have a game plan, and we just got to get back at it and, do it for full 60.